Thank you and good morning. CAL FIRE officials estimate the Humboldt complex of fires is 70% contained, and the seven fires have scorched nearly 5,000 acres since being ignited by lightning on July 30th. One home has been destroyed by fire and six minor structures as well. Fire crews battling the blazes have suffered 14 injuries. All evacuation orders have been lifted, but Highway 36 remains closed from the Trinity County line to Route 3. The fires are burning in very difficult terrain on private timberland as well as on state lands, and more than 1,700 personnel, dozens of pieces of heavy equipment, and air assets remain on scene. The battles against the wildfires burning on United States Forest Service lands continue as well. The Mad River complex is burning in and around Ruth Lake in the Six Rivers National Forest and has burned more than 21,000 acres with more than 1,200 personnel on scene. The complex is listed at 45% containment and has required the closure of roads and trails in the fire area. Forest Supervisor Merv George said that after 15 consecutive days on the fire line, many crews are now getting much-needed rest as new crews are rotated through. The date for candidates to declare their candidacy for the November 3rd election was on Wednesday, and the Humboldt Bay Harbor and Recreation District will see a few races. Larry Doss and James Roberts will face off for the District 1 seat, while incumbent Greg Dale will see a challenge from Nick Angeloff for the 2nd District Board seat. In the 5th District for the Harbor Board, Kyle Visser and Susan Rotwein will run against incumbent Pat Higgins. Rio Del Police enlisted the help of the County Drug Task Force and the County SWAT team to serve a search warrant at a residence on 1st Street in Rio Del on Thursday morning. The reason for the SWAT team was concern that the suspect of the warrant, 35-year-old Eric David Wiley, may be armed and may have an explosive device on the premises. Officers surrounded the house and over loudspeaker ordered Wiley to exit. He did so and was taken into custody without incident. A search of the house turned up more than 200 marijuana plants, four firearms, one of which was determined to have been stolen, 3 pounds of bud, some heroin, and a hash lab. Wiley was booked on several charges, including possession, cultivation, and possession of stolen property. A McKinleyville man was arrested on suspicion of DUI early Thursday morning after he slammed into the side of a Eureka police car at the intersection of 4th and R Streets. The officer was on patrol and was headed westbound at the intersection of 4th and R when the patrol car was hit by a vehicle driven by 23-year-old McKinleyville resident David Hernandez. Both vehicles suffered major damage, and a CHP officer was called to the scene to conduct a sobriety test and determined that Hernandez displayed signs of intoxication. There were no serious injuries to anyone involved, and Hernandez was booked into county jail. In Arcata, a minor power outage was attributed to an Oregon man suspected of having grabbed an electrical breaker at a substation on 6th Street. While police were en route, they contacted 25-year-old Oregon resident Chase Lee Hoops, who had suffered electrical burns to his body. Hoops was treated for his injuries and then cited by officers for trespassing and tampering with a utility line. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When the news broke earlier this year that the city of Eureka was going to have to cut funding for services due to a budget deficit, much of the outcry revolved around the fact that also meant cuts to public safety. Voters in Eureka had twice supported a sales tax increase to fund police and fire, but the cuts were necessary due to increased personnel, pension, and health care costs. Police Chief Andy Mills has had a few weeks to adjust to the new budget that saw Eureka PD lay off its support services staff. Mills said the loss has increased the administrative burden on patrol officers.
Now there's a little bit of adjustment trying to figure out how do we get the workload stabilized for the officers, because the officers are just getting hammered. They have to pick up more reports. They have to pick up more other types of calls that, you know, we normally wouldn't have. But we've cut back. We've dialed back in a few areas, and we're trying to figure out how to dial back in a few more.
Mills said that there were many instances where the support staff was able to handle an incident, but that has changed, and he wants greater focus on serious crimes.
Like, for instance, if you get into a crash with somebody and there's no injuries, we don't take those anymore. It's an insurance form. Telling people on the phone, just exchange information, and that's why you have no-fault insurance and take care of it that way. But the bottom line is we're trying to stabilize the workload and get to the high-priority stuff, the violent stuff, and some of the other stuff may just have to wait a little bit.
The Eureka Police Department will get some relief in the form of Measure Z funding, which will allow the department to fund the hiring of two new officers. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.